but it also blew the manual override. I'm afraid that one only works when the doors are already open.
Shit, so what do we do now?
You, lady, get your ass back to the main party and let Ryan and Gloria know what's going on here, then get back. We'll keep going and see what's ahead, yeah?
Yeah.
Nita turned and began to run back to relay the message. Tammy watched her go, then turned to Mildred.
What the fuck are we gonna do about getting to the lab?
We do the only thing we can. We get going and see what these assholes have in mind for us.
The scout and lab parties now moved off as one, gradually stringing out until they were in formation with Dead in the lead and Tammy bringing up the rear. They maintained distance between each member so that they wouldn't present a clustered target. They were still in close contact with one another, though.
What are we looking for?
You'll know when we hit it.
Hope something happens soon. I'd rather face buying the farm than endure much more of this.
Be careful what you ask for. That's what my dad always tells me.
Det moved a little faster, spreading the distance between her and Dean. The corridor curved sharply, and the line of warriors took the curve without closing ranks, so that sight of Det was lost to Tammy.
Oh, fuck!
As everyone rounded the corner, a side sector opened suddenly, and two illuminated soldiers sprang from cover. Their deadly light beams were wide of the mark, but as the soldiers moved across the corridor and the front half of the advance party sought cover behind buttresses, Det found herself in a no-man's land. She dove to the ground, but she wasn't quite quick enough. A beam cut down the line of her spine, burning the flesh and opening a cauterized wheel that ran the length of her back. Mildred was slow in making for cover. When she heard Det scream, she twisted, bringing up her ZKR. One of the Sekhmen was caught in the throat. The other man took the bullet in the middle of his forehead, a clean, precise hole drilled between his eyes.
Mildred, take cover!
Dean darted out from his position and grabbed her free arm, tugging the woman with him back to cover. They hit the wall. Mildred was gasping for breath, and Dean turned his head to view the open sector once again.
Good shooting, by the way. That Olympics must have been something else. Is Det chilled?
Tammy had rushed forward on hearing the commotion. She was now with the rest of the group and could see her woman lying in the middle of the floor.
She's still moving.
The Amazon who had spoken, Cass, was small and compact with long tawny hair and oval eyes that gave her a dangerous feline air. Next to her, standing with her back to the wall and her blaster poised, Jan was a more slender, slightly taller presence, lithe and willowy, with her shoulder-length brown hair pulled back into a ponytail. Her eyes were large, dark, and focused.
We could try to retrieve her. You cover, we run. Figure if we take a leg each, we can still have one hand on our blasters.
Good call, Jan.
If there were even the slightest chance the Det was still alive, Tammy did not want to leave her. The Gate were fiercely loyal to their own, and to leave a fellow warrior would be dishonorable.
On a count of three, take her. We'll cover. One, two, three!
Everybody else trained their blasters on the open door, ready to fire at the slightest sign. Keeping low, with an eye on the open sector, Cass and Jan ran to where Det lay.
Oh!
The raw, ugly laser burn down her back appeared to have avoided ripping through any major organs, but she was in shock. Squatting, both women took hold of her ankles and began to back toward cover on the double, keeping their eyes firmly on the open door. They reached safety with no further fire. While Jan kept watch, Cass turned Det over and pulled up her eyelids. Her eyeballs were turned up into her skull.
Bad burns. Looks like shock. We need to get her back soonest or she'll buy the farm.
Shit, we can't afford this now. Nita isn't even back yet.
Let me take a look at her. I may be able to do something.
God, be careful, Mildred. You're the only one we can't afford to lose here.
Yeah, I know. You people are starting to sound like a broken record.
A what?
Forget it.
Mildred crouched, ignoring the swimming sensation in her head as she moved too quickly. Her blood pressure was beginning to suffer as the pox took a firm hold, but now her only concern was whether or not she could do something for Det. Giving herself a second to clear her head, she looked over the fallen Amazon, checking her vital signs and examining the wound with a practiced eye. Pursing her lips and hoping she was right, she started to reach into her pocket. Then she realized that she was still wearing an illuminated uniform.
God damn it.
What is it?
My supplies are in my other clothes. Cass, tell Tammy we need to get Det back. She needs to be rehydrated and kept warm. Also, someone needs to dress that wound.
Sure thing.
Cass started back to relay Mildred's message. Tammy moved forward to join Mildred and Jan, leaving Cass to keep point.
When that triple-stoop slow bitch Nita gets back, she can take Dad and relay your instructions. Fuck it, she should be back by now. She's not being triple-red.
Nita turned the corner and approached the warriors, who were still in cover. She, however, was still in the middle of the hall and presented a beautiful target. Perhaps Det's low opinion of her was justified.
Fuck! What?
As she stood baffled, two more illuminated soldiers appeared in the doorway, partially visible as they tried to keep cover while still angling for a clean shot at the newcomer.
Take cover! Incoming!
Huh?
Oh, shit!
Tammy turned toward the open door, trying to sight the enemy. She opted for the Smith & Wesson airlight rather than the laser blaster and pulled a shot. It rang off the metal sec door frame.
Shit!
Mildred saw immediately what the Amazon had intended, but Tammy hadn't been using the blaster long enough to be good with it.
Get her in, Tammy. I'll take over. Dean, aim for the frame. Get a ricochet.
Sure thing.
Nita suddenly realized what was going on.
Oh, shit!
She dove for cover, landing heavily behind a buttress. A trail of laser blasts followed her. Only her speed had saved her. But with the enemy focused on Nita, Mildred and Dean were able to aim carefully without interference.
Don't forget, Dean. Ricochets.
The two sharpshooters set up a continuous volley of fire. But the illuminated soldiers were forced to retreat down the corridor to evade the ricochets.
Nita!
Sorry.
No time! Det needs treatment back at the WAGs. You carry her back and tell the men what happened. On the way, get Ryan and Gloria. It's time to move forward, I'm thinking.
As the main party made ready to advance, Jack's keen hearing had picked up the fire from Mildred and Dean against the murmur of background noise. Ryan and Gloria had them forming into groups, each having its own leader so that they could operate as small units within the greater force. The Gate Warriors often operated in this manner, and the people from Crossroads were more than happy to follow the lead of the more experienced fighters. They were in the middle of weapons checks and brief strategy discussions when Jack spoke.
Listen, blast of fire.
Ryan turned his head, trying to tune out the sound around. The one-eyed warrior turned to Gloria.
Shit. Gloria, we should move.
What, sweet?
Nita coming. Something not right.
Ryan and Gloria turned toward the tunnel. They saw Nita take the bend at a rapid pace, Det securely slung across her shoulders.
What the fuck?
She's got one of your warriors and she's wounded. We need to get her out to the WAGs, get her treated.
We go now!
The lust for vengeance was in the Queen's eyes.
If they're opening up corridors for ambush, breaking into one of those may be our only chance of not being directed exactly where they want.
He turned back to the clustered war party and briefly told JB what was occurring, while Jack informed Doc. Word spread rapidly, and when Ryan signaled for them to move, all were ready. They set off down the tunnel on the double, the small units efficiently falling into place one after the other. Meanwhile, Nita headed outside. She ran along the track toward the woods where the gate WAGs were waiting, knowing what she had to do to try to save Det. The first of the war parties, led by Gloria, rounded the final bend toward the advance patrol crouching in cover, still firing on the open sec door. The Queen broke into a run, followed by the rest of her team. Behind, the war party increased pace to keep up. Tammy looked around at the sudden sound.
Good. Now we should see some action.
Yeah, but what? If the approach is too strong, then it may... Shit!
Mildred could see the very thing that had concerned her occurring. Hearing the war party's approach, the illuminated soldiers ceased firing, and the sec door began to close.
Damn it!
Grabbing a laser blaster, she broke from cover and ran toward the door. She raised the rifle as she ran, firing at the keypad and metal scratch cover on the side. She knew that the door would be secured by remote once it had closed, and they'd have no chance of getting past it unless they used Plasex. Knocking out the door mechanism could change the course of the battle, which so far had amounted to little more than a war of nerve and bluff. The door dropped lower. The area around the keypad and scratch plate became scored with laser fire. Mildred was now almost at the door, weakened and panting from the disease, and she stopped dead, braced herself, and leveled the laser rifle to take one last shot. Her aim was true. The laser blast crackled and hit the door mechanism head-on, and the control panel shorted with a plume of smoke. But it was too late. The door had dropped to where it was impossible for anyone to get through, except on his or her belly. To even try and use the door would be tantamount to suicide.
Oh, fuck.
I've got this real nasty feeling that we're not in charge here.
the war party made its way through the central corridor, winding down farther and farther into the earth.
That's because we're not. We're going exactly where they want us.
And that is?
Maybe where they had us in the other redoubt. Rerun that and then get rid of us through the Matrans. I don't